Burst, Episode 8. Lights, camera, action.
Gia, we have post.
Ooh, my package.
What is it?
Well, I know Charlie was wrong about, you know, most things, but I thought the idea of vlogging our business was really cute, so I bought a high-def camera.
It is a good marketing strategy. People love seeing behind the scenes.
Exactly. It even has a live streaming feature, so if we ever want to do a Q&A or a meet the staff session, we could.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, and there's a letter here, too. Is this for you?
Oh, I wasn't expecting anything. Holy shit. It's from Spacebucks.
What?
You what?
From the regional CEO offering to buy the shop from us for a lot of money.
Wait, let me see that. Holy shit! You're not going to do it, are you?
What do you take me for? I'm not in it for the money, don't they understand? I do this because I love it and they can't take that away from me.
Here, here. We must never stoop to their level.
Exactly. Okay, what do I write in reply? Also, who sends letters nowadays? We literally live in space, just email.
I wouldn't even dignify it with a response.
I don't want to be unprofessional.
Thank you kindly for the offer, but...
Fuck off, maybe?
Ben, be serious here.
Should we be filming this too?
Ben!
Lights, camera, action.
Hi, welcome to Bubble Burst, Bubble Tea Experts. Today we'll be showing you a day in our lives. Was that okay, or shall I go again?
I don't know. Perhaps once more, with feeling.
What are you doing?
We're filming, before the shop opens up today.
Right, alright. How's it going?
I just can't get this line right.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yes. In fact, mistakes might add some sort of charm to it. Make us more relatable.
I just get so self-conscious. Are you sure the lighting's okay? I don't want to look too washed out.
Yes, it's perfect. Right. Take 57. Lights, camera, action.
Looks like we got a letter in response.
What, from Spacebucks? How do they do that so quickly?
Probably bribe the post person, immoral scum. So what do they say?
To whom it may concern, we were so sorry to hear that you are not accepting our extremely generous offer. We hope this letter will make you reconsider. We are a powerful company with friends in high places, and we could help your future careers immensely if you close down the shop and work with us. Alternatively, we could make your lives living hell should you continue to refuse our offers. My patience wears thin, SB Spacebucks CEO.
Oh, the audacity. There must be a law against threats like this.
I'm not convinced these people care about the law.
Clearly not. What do you want to do?
Well, we say no, of course. I'll write a very polite but very firm letter and ask them not to write again.
And you believe this will work?
I doubt it, but it's all we can do.
You okay?
Yeah, fine. An evil intergalactic conglomerate is threatening me in my bubble tea shop. No big deal. Happens every day, right?
Let us not worry about it any longer and focus on things we can control. Like this excellent idea for a video I have.
Hi guys, today I'm going to be teaching you how I make my favourite bubble tea. You need a strong flavour for the base, so I love jasmine tea.
Gia, you don't sound like you love jasmine tea. In fact, you barely even sound like you like it.
Oh, okay. So I love jasmine tea.
No, now you sound like you love it a bit too much, like a creepy fascination.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Can we just keep going? Okay. Next, if you're using tapioca pearls, you have to cook them. These ones we make take about 5 minutes to be perfect.
I've realised I really hate the taste of those things. The tea's so much better without them.
Oh, blasphemy.
You know, Ben, sometimes I wonder why I hired you. Okay, let's just keep filming. Choose your preferred milk. I use synthetic dairy milk. All the taste and none of the animal cruelty. But you can use anything.
Can you pass me the milk?
Sorry?
I'm really thirsty. Yeah, thank you.
You can't just drink straight milk.
I'm a growing boy. I need my protein.
What, for all the muscle you're building?
I'm actually stronger than I look.
Where? Is it underneath all the bone?
Oh, shut up. Besides, the brain is a muscle too.
Well, in that case, you certainly need more protein.
Come on, guys. We're in the middle of filming. Let's stay professional. We're almost there. The final step is adding sweetener.
I personally use honey.
2 tablespoons if you're like me and have a bit of a sweet tooth. And there you have it. The perfect bubble tea. Do you think you can edit that into something usable?
Yeah. Yeah, should be fine. I will get on it.
How exciting. We truly are professional now.
Exactly. Listen, Spacebucks wish they had what we have.
Hey, maybe if we offer them our video making expertise, they'd leave us alone.
Ah, great day, guys. Ben, did you get any good footage?
Yes. You know when that toddler came and ordered a drink?
Oh, she was so adorable. With her tiny little chocolate-flavoured boba.
And her tiny little credit card.
Aww. Oh, God, it's just a kid. You get over yourselves.
I thought you'd have a sort of affinity for children. You know, same maturity levels.
Oh, yeah, very funny. Anyway, I managed to ask her parents if we could use that footage on our website, and they said yes, it'll be publicity gold. People love kids. Might even go viral.
Oh, you're the best, Ben. I think this is going to help us a lot. A reply already? God, the devil works fast, but Spacebucks works faster. Uh-huh, that's weird.
What does it say?
It just says, knock, knock.
Ah! Oh!
Good evening, kids. I do hope I'm not interrupting.
Hi.
Call me Scarlet, please. You must be Gia. Pleasure to meet you at last.
And you? Did you get our reply?
Yes, I did. So disappointing. I thought you were smarter than that, turning down such a lucrative offer.
With all due respect, this is my business. I want to keep it how it is.
You are a strong girl, Gia. You could go so far. It would be a shame to waste all that potential. A freak bubble tea making accident would be such a tragedy.
Please leave my shop. Now.
I'll give you 48 hours to think it over. Get in touch when you've seen sense. You know where to find me.
Well, she sure is something. Is it bad? I hadn't realised the CEO was a woman. Internalised misogyny, huh?
Are you quite all right?
I don't want to make any rash decisions now. I'll sleep on it and we can discuss tomorrow.
Do you think she was serious?
I don't know. The way she spoke, like those threats were nothing.
I want you to know, whatever you decide, I won't judge you.
You won't?
Well, I always knew this was a risk. Spacebucks are insane and dangerous. Ruthless.
Whatever you choose, we think that you are very brave.
I just need some time to think. I'm going to go home now.
See you tomorrow, then.
Stay safe. That was low, even for you.
Oh, Ben, such a pleasant surprise. Do you know I hadn't expected to see you at that shop?
Oh, don't lie to me. I'm not one of your thick lackeys. I know you've got pretty much the whole galaxy under surveillance.
Oh, you flatter me. So, what brings you here? A social visit?
Just leave Gia alone, all right?
Oh, darling, you're worried about your little friends. How sweet. It's good to see you finally forming connections with people, you know. You were always such a lonely child.
No thanks to you.
I'll leave her alone, of course. If she accepts my offer, that is. If she doesn't, well, bubble tea is a dangerous business.
You'd really kill someone? A bubble tea shop?
Now, Ben. I thought you'd grown out of these sorts of temper tantrums. I suppose you're too old to be asked to sit on the naughty step.
This is all a game to you, isn't it? A fucking game. You push your pawns around and make the right tactical decisions and all suddenly your profits are up by 5% for the quarter. I don't know why I'm surprised. You never understood insignificant things like love or kindness or fucking empathy.
Darling, let me know when empathy raises stock value.
Callous. That's what you are. So fucking callous. And you know what? I'm done with it. I'm done with you. Those guys down at the bubble tea shop, my little friends, they're a better family than you've ever been and will ever be. Goodbye, Scarlet. Don't expect to hear from me again.
Goodbye, son.
I'm not your son anymore.
Morning.
You're cheerful.
Of course. I slept on it and feel a lot better.
I am glad. Have you reached a decision then?
Yes, I have. I thought all night and I've realised we're all making a massive fuss over nothing.
We are?
Yes, this is ridiculous. These are all just empty threats. There's no way in hell the CEO of an intergalactic coffee chain would actually go around murdering people.
There isn't?
No, that would be absurd. She's trying to scare us into giving in to her, and I'm not going to play along.
Gia, I really don't think you understand. When...
Oh, and you do? We're saying no to their offer.
Gia, I do admire your nerve, but perhaps we should...
It's not nerve, Zimri. It's stupidity.
Excuse me. You're the one always talking about standing up in the face of these capitalist giants.
Not if your life's in danger. There's more important things than tapioca fucking tea.
I don't believe my life is in danger, that's the thing.
Well, then you're a fool. Listen, which one of us worked out the truth about Charlie? Remember how we agreed we can't trust anyone?
Oh, I don't trust Spacebucks, believe me, but just because I don't trust them doesn't mean I think they'll literally murder me.
Please. Gia, just listen to me for 1 second. I know I'm right about this.
Oh yeah? Because you're Ben and you're always right and you know better than me because you have a fucking business degree.
Oh, just open your ears. You're so stubborn all the time. I fucking care about you and I don't want to see you get hurt.
Please, both of you, calm down. You're playing right into Spacebuck's hands. Why don't we hear what Ben has to say?
I am calm. I'm being rational about the risks involved. Well, Ben here gets all worked up over a couple of threats.
Look, Gia, the least we can do is hear Ben out.
I think so you're siding with him too?
I'm not taking sides. I just don't want you to get...
Then you're as stupid as her. Just listen to me.
Ben, you forget that I'm still in charge around here. I've made my decision.
Please, look, Gia, you don't understand the risks.
You don't understand that I'm your boss and we are staying open.
Fine, have it your way. But I'm leaving.
Fine. Give me your apron. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god. Oh my god, fuck!
I suppose this is a bad time to say the camera was recording this whole discussion.
Stop the filming, Zimri.
This has been Burst, written and directed by Marina McCready. It was performed by Thomas Rosenberg, Marina McCready, James Rogers, and Laura Moss. This episode was edited by Louise Dye. Want to avoid a tragic bubble tea accident? Like our page on Facebook for updates.
Oh, okay. So, I love Jasmine. Fuck. I don't even like jasmine tea, frankly. Okay. So, I love jasmine tea.
What the fuck? No, no, no. Now you sound like you love it a little bit too much. Christ alive, Gia. That was aggressive.